If you've ever tried to wake a sleeping teenager, it may come as no surprise to hear that adolescents are a tired lot. Plenty of teens aren't getting the sleep they need, and it may not just affect their health, but their performance at school as well. WNYC's Yasmin Khan reports on how high schools and their early start times can trip up students.
The typical school schedule was not necessarily designed with teenagers in mind.
I have literally slept through my alarm clock and I've woken up at like 10.
Every day I come home and I sleep for at least 3 hours.
That's Alessandra Tabawada and Ophira Blumner, both seniors at Townsend Harris High School in Flushing. It's a selective public school full of very driven students. Take Tashin Akanda.
What usually keeps me up would probably be studying for APs or what I usually do. I like getting my projects done well in advance.
On a good day, she estimates she'll get 7 hours of sleep, but there are plenty of nights where it's just two. All this is happening at a time of neurological growth. Research shows teenagers need more sleep than adults or even younger children, between 9 and 10 hours a day, and their natural clocks tend to keep them up late. Townsend Harris principal Anthony Barbetta notices these types of things.
This traditional bell schedule is a challenge. It may not fit the 21st century.
The Townsend Harris bell, by the way, is music. It plays in the background as Barbetta explains how he started thinking about sleep in the first place. It goes back to his experience as principal at another Queens high school, which started at 7:10. At that school, he decided to look at attendance and passing rates.
And I began to notice that the attendance was definitely lower first period, and the passing rate was a little lower in first period.
Research backs him up, and it's not just first period that suffers. A study out of UC Davis showed that students with early classes before 8 in the morning tended to do worse in all of their classes throughout the day. At his previous school, Barbetta started to change things, trying to schedule certain classes first thing, like automotive courses, where students thrived with hands-on work. Now at Townsend Harris, sleep is still on his mind. He's trying to help students achieve more of a work-life balance. He started a policy to stagger homework, so only certain subjects give homework on certain days.
Maybe if they have less homework, they can put a little more effort in terms of quality, and maybe they can review their homework. And also, maybe they can get to sleep at a more reasonable hour.
And for a few reasons, he changed up the schedule this year so that first period classes begin at 8:20 instead of 8. He and students say the extra time helps. It's one principal's response to working around the teenage clock. And it's a challenge for educators all over the city.
As far as students who are here on time, it's usually under 30%.
Jason Zanish teaches English and drama at the High School for Public Service in Crown Heights. He says it's not just about start times. For New York City students, the school day might begin with a long commute.
I do have students who are coming from an hour and a half away for an 8:30 start time, so they get on the bus by 7 o'clock. They get up an hour prior to that to get ready. That's 6 a.m.
So are you having to choose sometimes between getting to class on time and eating breakfast?
Oh, yes.
And his students admit they're partially to blame for having a hard time waking up, like when they stay up late on social media or sleep with their phones on in case they get a text in the middle of the night. But they're trying.
I have 6 alarms set at 2-minute intervals.
Like Ivani Nisius, one of many students who sets multiple alarms in the morning. Students at the High School for Public Service do get one reprieve. On Mondays, school starts at 9:30 after a staff meeting. Leandra Vargas swears she's never late to school then.
I'm not, ever, because like, I feel like I get enough sleep. That one extra hour feels glorious.
For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.
This story is part of WNYC's Clock Your Sleep project. Go to wnyc.org/sleep to learn how to track your own sleep online and find out how it compares to everyone else's.